Okay, I'm going to begin by reading something from BBC News. It should have fit in yesterday, but it didn't happen yesterday, so I'm only reading it today. It's really quite humorous, although it's a bit of dark humor. And here are the headlines. Angolan actors killed by police. The director of an Angolan crime film says police have shot dead two of his actors after mistaking them for real armed robbers. The duo were carrying unloaded firearms as they filmed the scene in a rough suburb of the capital, Luanda. Director Radical de Ribeiro told AFP news agency. He said police roared up to the set and began shooting at close range. Angolan officials have not commented on the incident. Mr. Ribeiro says he had permission to film in the area. Mr. Ribeiro told AFP that police arrived at the scene in a pickup truck and started shooting at everybody at close range. He was stunned when he saw the two actors fall down, he added. They went on shooting until I shouted out, "Please don't shoot, this is a movie." The officers then stopped firing and left without attending to the wounded who were taken to hospital, Mr. Ribeiro said. I guess that wasn't in the script. And it's a sorry day for the two actors, but there's a certain comical twist to the whole thing. Hare Krishna. Now, for lack of any further questions, I'm going to just read and comment on two Sankirtan stories. And the first one comes from Chaitanya Chandraprabhu. And he's giving, if you remember the other day, I was talking about Jayadev going to the hairdresser. So that was one hairdresser story. He says, here's another hairdresser story. We have been encouraging our Nam Hara devotees to distribute books whilst at work and also to their neighbors. One lady devotee, Bhakti Anakesh Agi, runs a hairdressing salon in Martsali, a small town close to Krishna Valley, and has stacks of books next to the mirror in front of her clients. One lady asked, "Who is that man on the book there?" referring to the beautiful picture of Srila Prabhupada on the front cover of Prabhupada Lilamrita. "That's Srila Prabhupada. He's the person who brought Krishna consciousness from India and spread it all over the world. That book is about his life and how he did it." Calculated into the price of the hairdo. Bhakti Nagi has sold many books this way. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatams, Kurma Prabhu, cookbooks, as well as small books and magazines, inviting everyone to their local Namhara program, which they hold in a place next door to her salon. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Definitely. Bhaktin Anakesh Agi Ki Jai. It's a really nice example when we're recording and reporting Sankirtan scores. Then the majority of the Sankirtan scores are by full-time devotees doing superhuman, extraordinary things that ordinary people can't do. Srila Prabhupada says it's transcendental samadhi. And some devotees do part-time sankirtan. By that I mean our congregation members who either go out on weekends or just take the opportunity of the inspiration from the marathon to distribute some books somehow, somewhere. If that really happened on a mass scale, that everyone saw it as their mission to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. We all see it as our mission to read Srila Prabhupada's books. But if we see it as our mission to actually distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, even if it's only a few, even if it's one or two, perhaps a set to a friend, it can make such a difference to our book distribution, and such a difference to our mission. Certainly when you have dozens of devotees, or in this case maybe in Hungary have about 150 full-time devotees going out. And but if, you know, 10 times that many people are distributing just a few books, it would at least double the book distribution. And if the same was going on all over the world, That is the initiative that Vaisheshika Prabhu is trying to inspire in America, that devotees who are working full-time, but in their spare time on Saturdays for half a day, that they go out and distribute some books. It would really, really make a difference. We can't be shy about this. What will people think of us? We can't think that it's someone else's business, or maybe it's the book distributors to distribute books. Anyone who's a devotee is a book distributor. Devotee means book distributor. Just like devotee means someone who chants Hare Krishna, devotee means someone who distributes books. Whether it's big books or small books, a few books or many books, but we all make it as our prime duty to distribute books. I always have books in my bag when I travel, wherever I go, and I regularly am giving out books to people I meet, whether it's stewardesses on the airplane, whether it's security guards at the airport, or just some people who I talk to and ask me some things, sometimes the pilot who calls me into the cabin. So our business is to take responsibility for that and distribute books, whatever the difficulty. And here comes the second story. And that story comes from Kunjabihari. Kunjabihari here is the gardener for Radhisham's garden for the flowers and vegetables in New Brajadam. And she's out on the marathon now, otherwise that's all she does full time. And yesterday she wrote me a few messages. She was really having a hard time, and by midday she hadn't distributed a book. So she asked me to give her some words of encouragement, so I wrote back and I told her, just stick it out under all circumstances. Don't give up. Sometimes book service is easy, sometimes it's difficult, but at all circumstances we should always continue our service. Result, that's up to Krishna. And then I told her, I went down and when I was praying to Katyayani, I put her in my prayers that Devi give her some mercy and help her. And then I was tied up all afternoon and evening with meetings, so I didn't hear anything. And this morning then I got this SMS from her. Dear Guru Maharaj, yesterday I dreamt of Srila Prabhupada. I was in a temple somewhere, and I was packing my cart full of books at the entrance of the temple, and just at that time Srila Prabhupada and a few devotees were going out of the temple. When Prabhupada saw what I was doing, he smiled at me with real satisfaction, and then he went out the door. Yesterday was the most difficult day of my sankirtan career, but I didn't give up. So it's a good example. It's a good example for other sankirtan devotees. It's a good example for all of us who are engaged in devotional service, that this material world is fraught with difficulties. There are so many problems. We can't ever give up. We always have to continue because we're servants. Our business is to serve. Our other result we leave up to Krishna. But we must continue to serve whatever our prescribed service is. And by having that type of attitude, Krishna will be pleased with us. Krishna's representative will be pleased with us. Srila Prabhupada will be pleased. And he will shower his blessings on us. I found this to be a really beautiful example of that. One that we can also take real inspiration from. Hare Krishna.